Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, all right. Yeah, here we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
I tell you what, I have been lucky. I don't know if I'm going to make the playoffs or not, but I did beat the Purple People Eaters because I think the weather, you know, had Josh Allen been able to throw the football, I probably would have lost. I think I had a 17-point advantage.
Yeah.
And I had the Buffalo defense, and Chuck had the... Stephon Diggs. My goodness.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And as much as it pains us or pains me in general to not be able to say that it's just basically Chuck's feeble fantasy skills, he did get weathered. So that's really not fun for anybody. You know, especially when you've got those huge players. Like I had
right.
Josh Allen going in both leagues, and what should have been blowouts were really a lot closer than they needed to be because, I mean, he did manage to put up 15 points, you know, and that's not bad.
But it's respectable. That wind was crazy.
Projected 30, you know, yeah. So you have to have a little give and take there. And a game that was, you know, defied all expectations. And listen, folks, you know, Bill Belichick is a Hall of Fame coach, but can we stop the talk like this is a masterpiece on Bill Belichick's behalf?
Yeah.
It's 55-mile-an-hour wins. You know, I said a few weeks ago that the Patriots stink. They still do stink, even though they're in first place.
Well, but, you know, the crazy thing is the Patriots actually have a decent run game,
yeah.
And Buffalo just doesn't. And the game script was written last mm-hmm. night when it started
yep.
with 50-to-55-mile-an-hour wins. When you look at, you know, that errant kick.
Yep.
I watched that over and over again. I thought the wind did not blow that ball that bad. It didn't. Actually, I'm trying to remember who the kicker was. Was it Bass?
Bass, yeah, Tyler
yeah,
Bass.
So yep. Bass slipped.
Yeah. No,
his foot slid.
Yeah.
So
now, fantasy purposes tossed aside, it was an absolutely hilarious game to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, you know, no points can be a lot of fun, you know, especially when you're, you know,
really
looking
did.
At the elements and like the people, yeah. those poor fools, you know, and so really Buffalo's kind of a mess right now, but offensively they'll be back on track. So, you know, again, you got to just chalk everything up to the weather last night. And in what was otherwise just a really great week for all of, you know, most of the fantasy studs that we've come to rely on. You know, we had some great, great games all the way around. You know, it started off with a weird Thursday night game where I rolled the dice in one of my leagues and started Taysom Hill and got 30 points
off.
Out of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he threw four interceptions. Now, this is a running back disguised as a quarterback. If you watched any of that game, I mean, he couldn't, you know, throw the ball in the ocean if he was on a boat.
Right.
You know, so like it's
right.
just like I mean he's just he's not a good passer. So let's just get that out there.
And I played Ingram and I shouldn't have. I had Boston Scott because Dylan was on
yep.
bye, and I'm glad I did. I ended up getting some yep. points. I got 3 points rather than zero out of Boston Scott.
And a lot of our regular, you know, a lot of our big-time quarterbacks showed up, like Matt Stafford rebounded. Big Ben had a nice rebound game. Russell Wilson looks like he's kind of getting over that injury and getting back into the groove. Not monster games from Big Ben and Russell, but really nice games, you know, solid games.
Yeah.
And if you've got them and you rostered them and you're in a pinch next week with the one more week of buys, and also this is for most people the do or die week because the next week after is when most leagues start their playoffs. You know, you're going to be, you know, looking at some of these folks. Tom Brady, I mean, you got to be kidding. This guy is unreal. I don't know if this is accurate, but I swear I heard yesterday on sports radio that yesterday or Sunday was the sixth time this season he's thrown for four or more touchdowns in a game. That's unbelievable. I mean, at his age and so it's just really it defies all imagination.
Yeah, he's actually going to be labeled as a GOAT at the greatest of all time.
Yep. What do you do about Jared Goff had a great game. Zach Wilson was actually decent. Tua
Minshew
looks great. Gardner Minshew the second, a.k.a. the stash, a.k.a. jorts. For those of you that don't know what that means, is that he still wears jean shorts, so they call him jorts. So it's fantastic. So really a lot of fun. I mean, it wasn't an especially noteworthy weekend of football, but it was a kind of a fun weekend of football because you had some weird developments, some unexpected injuries or unexpected people out. So like Gardner Minshew show up, and so on. And then when you've got some of these no-name players, like all of a sudden Seattle looks like they have a running back in Travis Homer, which is one of my all-time favorite names. Who, what? Sony Michel. That was an interesting situation, too, in Los Angeles. So if you had Michel and you were able to get him started, in the nick of time, what a reward you had in that. James Conner keeps plugging away. David Montgomery in Chicago and Antonio Gibson in Washington are both now like three down backs, and that's really nice to see. Like in Chicago, Monty's not really getting his touches eaten into by the other running backs. And J.D. McKissic was out with an injury, so that benefited Gibson. And so that just goes to show you that when you don't have the other running backs pushing you, like in Denver, too, with Melvin Gordon out, and then all of a sudden you just have an absolute smash spot from our wonderful Denver running back. Alexander Madison in Minnesota, again, benefiting from Cook being out. Miles Sanders, he can't stay healthy. He had a really nice game, but now he's out again. And Jonathan Taylor was good, although it's the first time this season that he did not catch a pass, which is disconcerting at all. It was game script against the Texans. They really didn't need to do much. I mean, that game was over in the first – the first throw of the game from Tyrod was an interception, and you knew right then and there that the game was over.
It's not a sign of crap to come either.
Yeah. Yep. The receivers in Dallas, Lamb and Gallup, did really great. And all of a sudden, Deontay Harris and Lil Jordan Humphrey in – New Orleans, but now Deontay Harris is not serving a three-game suspension. Yeah. So you want to look at players like Traquan Smith and little Jordan Humphrey. If they're going to pass the ball, those are their two primary receivers. Tyler Lockett had a nice game. Deontay Harris in Pittsburgh. Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham played well for the Rams, and that was a smash bounce back. The Jaguars and the Texans are like bounce back spots for opposing teams.
Isn't that
so
something?
Seattle's going to the Texans next week. So of course, fire up all of your Seahawks in that game. It's indoors too, so that helps even more. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I mean, what else is new? DeAndre Hopkins. Good to see him back as well as Kyler Murray. I know you and I had texted. You were agonizing about whether or not to start Kyler Murray, and you went with your gut and started him. And that was a really good move. I mean, he looked good. The rest, I think, so that's one of those things that you look at and you're like, damn it, why was he held out all these weeks? But now you see him last week and it's like, oh, I see.
Yeah,
because
he's
now
back.
He's healthy.
Yeah, he's playing some serious football.
And people were worried, the weather and the elements, that's going to slow things down. Yeah. And they looked good. He looked good, and so did Hopkins.
Really, it was a surprise because I thought because of the weather and everything that it was going to be ugly, but not so bad.
Yeah, Amon-Ra St. Brown Amon-Ra in Detroit, Justin Jefferson for the Vikings. I mean, at some point, I mean, the Mike Zimmer needs to go. It's over.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
done.
It. Yeah.
And the young backfield, Breland had an opportunity to seal the deal
yep.
in the end zone, could have caught the pass instead of knocking it down. I don't know what he was thinking there. And then he tackled out of bounds instead of inbounds. Yeah. And
they are so loaded offensively. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's just absolutely discouraging. I'm not a Vikings fan, but we're in Vikings country. And it really, one thing that I do hate is to see a really good team go to waste. And the Vikings are just too good on paper to have this record and to lose to Detroit. I mean, it's just not acceptable.
Shouldn't have happened, even though they had a little bit of a tough time on defense because of all the injuries.
In the New York Jets news, Elijah Moore and Jamison Crowder are both doing very well at the receiver position, and Zach Wilson starting to look a little more comfortable. Corey Davis is out for the season now. He's having season-ending surgery. So it's those two receivers, and those are really good plays from here on out. Get them in your lineups as flexes at least. Elijah Moore can be a wide receiver two or three in most cases. Pittman had a good game for, and then our tight ends, Gronk and Goddard had a smash spot.
Yeah.
But Goddard, Goddard had like a career day, and then yet he was outshone by like, George Kittle.
Right.
Who had an absolute monster of a game. Oh, it was great. When we talk about what, you know, some of the duds, you know, first of all, the I don't even think you can start Brandon Cooks anymore. I don't think you can start any Texans. It's over with them. I would rather start Jaguars than Texans at this point. Texans are just absolutely horrible. And they've packed it in. I mean, they're already on the beach mentally. The New York Football Giants are an absolute train wreck. I mean, they want to fire the coach, the general manager. I mean, New York, which is a huge. I mean, people know this, but New York is a football town. They love football. I mean, a lot of people think Yankees and that sort of thing, but New York, at its heart, is a football town. And this is really just for going on 12 years now, give or take, with the exception of the Giants winning the Super Bowl. This is a very, very bad time for New York football.
It's unfortunate, too, because they really had it going on, and the injury bug hit them early and hard, and they really never got over it because they've got some talented people. And Daniel Jones is, in his own right, really isn't that bad of a quarterback.
When he doesn't fumble, he's not a bad quarterback at all. In fact, he's sort of like a Taysom Hill, but he can actually throw.
Right.
You know, when they turn him loose, you know, he's a great runner. So, I mean, it's really, really, really unfortunate. The Washington football team had a decent game. They keep winning. Antonio Gibson continues to be a bright spot for them. But Logan Thomas is now out
gone
for the season.
Yeah,
so that's too bad. He's a great tight end. You know, the receivers in Washington are going to be up and down just like they were last week. So, you know, just bear with them. They'll be fine. And hopefully they'll come through for you in your playoff if you're in the playoffs or if you're vying for a playoff spot this week. The Raiders really, you know what to the bed. You know, they just really looked bad in a game that they really, really needed. Josh Jacobs had a great game and Hunter Renfrow, but otherwise, you know, the Ravens were pretty quiet. The Broncos, except for this wonderful running back, Javonte Williams, is great. And you wonder, so I dropped Melvin Gordon in a league last night to pick up a different running back that was a free agent. And my rationale for that is even if Gordon comes back, he may be giving you some production. But I think that what that proved on Sunday night is that Javonte Williams is going to be the every down back, or at least, you know, first, second down with a little Gordon sprinkled in here and there. He's an incredible talent. And that is, I'm a Broncos fan, and that is a huge, huge bright spot for us. It's great to have a nice running back.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing there, too, it makes me feel good because in the beginning of the year, I had Javonte Williams and Russell Gage on the bench just in case.
Yep.
And after four or five games, I need to have other people.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, and maybe because of injuries,
they
both end up shining, but who cares?
Some of the household names that also were duds, I mean, nobody's really starting Andy Dalton, but the Bears, except for David Montgomery, were kind of a letdown. You know, Darnell Mooney, Jamar Chase for the Bengals, Adam Thielen, who's now hurt with that dreaded high ankle sprain. They're saying he's day-to-day, but we all know that that's a three-week injury. At minimum, Corey Davis, we mentioned, shut down for the season. Chase Claypool was quiet for the Steelers. Traquan Smith was quiet for the Saints. The running back, Jamal Williams, Leonard Fournette, Najee Harris, and Mark Ingram were all quiet in what people projected to be really big spots for them.
Right.
So, the week wasn't without its duds. We also had a lot to hang our hat on, too. So it was a great week.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back with our top plays.
Fantasy Fools.
It's all part of my fantasy.
It's the Fantasy Fools on the Ranch, AM 910.
The lot looks a little different when you drive by Einspar Auto Plaza in Brookings, but there are lots of opportunities to save on new Ford vehicles. In fact, when you place an order direct from the factory, Ford is offering additional rebates up to $1,000. Get the exact Ford you want in your favorite color and equip the way you want it with an extra $1,000 in savings. Orders need to be placed by year end. Not all models are eligible. Ford is prioritizing retail orders over dealership stock. It's the best way to get the Ford you want. We would love to help you with your Ford order today. Einspar Auto Plaza in Brookings.
BK Home Builders, Brookings' newest construction company, is looking for a lead carpenter. Basic construction knowledge, including framing and siding, finish and trim work, and flooring experience a plus. Hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. For more information, visit their website, bkhomebuildersd.com, or contact Brad at 208-569-1569, or email bkhbsd@gmail.com.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farm equipment, tractors that are adaptable and versatile, hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty, and durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skidsters. The Kubota agriculture lineup is built right, built ready. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through December 31st, visit KubotaUSA.com for full details. Farmers Implement and Irrigation, your Kubota dealer in Brookings. Find us online at FarmersII.com.
Ooh, that's the top plays of the week, Sounder, so we're going to get right into it. Mac, I have a little something when we get to the running backs, but what do you think about quarterbacks?
Well, you know, like we said, you know, this is the make-or-break week for a lot of folks trying to get into the playoffs or jockeying for playoff positions, so we don't really tell you, you don't bench your studs, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't. And so, but if you're really in a pinch with the Colts, Dolphins, Eagles, and Patriots on bye, you know, those are some key players. I know a lot of folks are using Carson Wentz and Tua. Maybe some folks are using Tua and Jalen Hurts. So I like Big Ben at the Vikings. I like him to continue to play well. He'll probably get you 20 points. And if you're in a pinch and that's what you need, that's not bad.
Right.
I like Taylor Heineke versus the Cowboys. I like Tannehill versus the – I like anyone versus the Jaguars. Coming off a bye, I think the Titans are going to be in a really good position there. I like Russell Wilson. He's back, so get him into your lineups. I think he's back and a reliable every-week starter. Taysom Hill, you could do a lot worse, and they're at the New York Football Jets. And then a couple of others just to toss out there at you. Jimmy Garoppolo, who's also a waiver ad this week, who's playing really well. And also I like Teddy Bridgewater against the Lions. I mean, he's a desperation play, but again, if you're desperate, he's got a lot of upside.
Yeah, exactly.
When we get to the running backs, too, you know, I mentioned Antonio Gibson and David Montgomery. I like both of those plays this week, even against the Cowboys and the Packers, respectively. I like Travis Homer. If he's going to be the every down back, keep an eye on him. He's a great pickup. And if he's going to be the every down back in Seattle, that's what you want. I mean,
right.
He could be a playoff
right.
difference maker. I like Chuba Hubbard versus the Falcons. And I like Jamal Williams at Denver in a bounce-back game, especially if Swift continues to be out, which I think he probably will be for at least another week or
yeah,
two.
I think so. With Jamal Williams, I picked him up hoping for you know, 15 standard points because I thought it was going to be his game. But they were using other running backs, and it seemed like Williams basically had first down and second and third down went to other backs, but then later in the game they stuck it out with Williams.
Yep.
So I think they've realized that if anybody's gonna be the workhorse, it's Williams, and quit messing around with the two youngsters.
I agree. We also mentioned, we were talking about Dontrell Hillard for the Titans, who I think, you know, proved that. Now I know he had the one big run, but I think they really like him, and I think that he is probably, I mean, I'm knocking on wood here, I think he's the back to own in Tennessee. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, okay, so here's my thought. I had Dontrell Hilliard on my bench in my standard league because I just felt like he was going to be the guy the rest of the season. Then, as I always do, I check those that are on IR. Well, they had King Henry.
Mm-hmm.
With 16 points in week 15, 16, and then 17 and 18, he had 18 points. So they were projecting he was coming back in week 15. So I dumped Hilliard, grabbed Henry real quick, and thought, okay, Derrick Henry's back. He was the guy I started the season out with. I want him back at least for the last two or three games of the season, especially in a standard league. And all of a sudden, by Sunday night, the projection is gone, and it's a zero, and they don't think he's coming back at all. So Hilliard is probably the guy to have.
And that's a big decision for a lot of people to make, especially if they're keeping Derrick Henry in their injured reserve spot, which I am.
Right.
And so, you know, do you want to hold on to him or grab talent, especially if you're in the playoffs and you need people on your bench to make those spot starts? So that's a tough decision for a lot of people.
It really is.
Including myself. At the wide receiver position, I like both the Steelers, Claypool and Deontay Johnson at the Vikings. I can't talk enough about Elijah Moore, the New York Football Jets. If you've watched him play, he's had some up and down games, but when you watch him, he is an elite talent. I mean, they have him involved. He's sort of like a Robert Woods type receiver.
Right.
They have him doing a lot of running. They have him doing end arounds. They have him doing. He's thrown a pass or two here and then. Justin Jefferson threw a pass last week.
Yes, you know, that was fantastic. It worked really well. I am really bummed out because I had Elijah Moore for a while, and it just with the byes didn't work out for me. I let him go. I wish I still had
with Corey Davis out now. That's even better news for Elijah Moore owners. I like Nick Westbrook Ikhine. Tennessee's got to throw the ball to someone. You know, and so and Julio Jones is designated to return, but I wouldn't bank on him. I mean, that's fool's gold in my opinion. So be very leery of that. I like Jerry Jeudy to bounce back against the Detroit Lions. Denver in a must-win game to keep their very faint playoff hopes alive. And I like, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is kind of in a little bit of a rut for the Bengals, but I do like what they're doing now with Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. You could do a lot worse, especially T. Higgins. T. Higgins is an every week wide receiver three at worst.
In some cases,
a wide receiver two. Tight end. Keep an eye on the Washington football team situation. If Ricky Seals-Jones comes back and is healthy, he's an immediate tight end number one pickup. We've seen what he can do. Logan Thomas has done for the season. So keep an eye on him and start him, pick him up and start him if he is going to play. We also like, you know, Foster, our favorite winter holiday drinks, Foster Meurneau and Pat Freiermuth. So keep them rolling. Pat Foster Meurneau is sliding in for Darren Waller versus the Raiders, who's now been labeled as day-to-day instead of week-to-week. But be very careful there. I mean, they're not going to take any chances with Darren Waller. I mean, he's their future. I mean, he's a big part of their future if, in fact, they have a future. Sorry, Raiders fans. Dawson Knox, don't get cute. Fire him up against the Buccaneers. Fire up all of your Bills next week against the Buccaneers. Do not be afraid of that Buccaneers defense. And when I say all your Bills except the running backs. Because as we know, the Bucs can stop the running game, but they are no good against the pass. And so when Russell Gage for the Atlanta Falcons goes off for 100 and some yards against the Bucs, I mean, that's what are these Bills receivers going to do? I mean, that's a smash spot for everybody coming off a bad loss, an inexplicable loss, really. I mean, they should have won the game last night, but sloppy play. Defensively, remember your matchups. Even the Seattle Seahawks are in play this week defensively against the Houston Texans, the Titans versus the Jaguars, the Chiefs versus the Raiders are a dumpster fire right now. The Packers versus the Bears, the Broncos versus the Lions, Browns versus the Ravens. And a sneaky play, too, is Carolina versus the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think that's a pretty good one. All right, we're going to come back with injuries. We'll do the waiver wire and talk a little bit of weather. And we've got some emails, too.
More of the Fantasy Fools, Brian and Mac, next. Move aside and let the man go
through. Let the man go through. Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan. Can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bag.
Well, I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
You can expand your farming operation by thousands of acres without renting or buying new ground. Sound too good to be true? I'm Shannon Latham. If you love to grow and enjoy seeing others succeed too, you might be made for family-owned Latham High-Tech Seeds. You'll not only be working more acres, you'll be representing one of the broadest, most diverse seed portfolios in the industry, bred to perform best in the specific geographic region we serve. It's all true and all good. And if that sounds good to you, let's talk business at 877-GO-LATHAM.
Unwrap Cricket's nationwide 5G plus a free Cricket Dream 5G phone when you switch. It's everything you wished for, including the price. Stop by your local Cricket Wireless store, 6th Street in Brookings and 9th Avenue in Watertown. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 plan. First service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. Cricket 5G not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Well, all right, so we always laugh going into injuries because that's fun, but injuries are serious.
A lot of injuries this week. Yeah. Jalen Hurts, Tyrod Taylor, Daniel Jones, and Mike Glennon for the New York Football Giants all hurt, banged up. Keep an eye on them. You're not starting Daniel Jones or Mike Glennon, I don't think. And nor are you starting Tyrod Taylor, but Jalen Hurts is a big factor for a lot of people. So keep an eye on that particular situation. But Minshew's not bad. Now, if you are so desperate that Minshew is an option for you, you can do a lot worse. Let's just get that right out there.
Right.
Yep. Melvin Gordon is hurt. Miles Sanders is hurt again. Kenyon Drake is now out for the season, but he was doing nothing. DeAndre Swift, keep an eye on him. Cook and Kamara, we know about what those folks are up to. Michael Carter still on IR. Jordan Howard in Philadelphia. Adam Thielen with the dreaded high ankle sprain. Debo Samuel, he could be back anytime, so keep an eye on him. Randall Cobb left his last game banged up, but coming out of a bye, he may be ready to go. CeeDee Lamb still banged up. Corey Davis is now done for the season. Kadarius Toney and Sterling Shepard continue to be huge disappointments for the Giants. Antonio Brown is rumored to be cut now. I mean, they might cut him because of the vaccination scandal. But, you know, Antonio Brown gets into weird trouble. You know, it's just weird
trouble. The guy is just ridiculous.
Like, you know, he doesn't pay his cook. You know, he's just always in these weird situations. So I don't even know what to make of that. Julio Jones is designated to return, but beware the fool's gold. Logan Thomas is out for the season. Dan Arnold and Eric Ebron are on injured reserve, and Waller is day to day. And we mentioned too with bye weeks: Colts, Dolphins, Eagles, and Patriots. Brian and I were talking during the break. One of the things that I think people are really, might be considering, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, is that if you have two tight ends that are top 10 tight ends, it's not, you know, it's not out of the ordinary to play one of those tight ends as a flex.
Yeah,
so I was using the example that I had where I have Pat Freiermuth and Dawson Knox. You start one of them and flex the other. Well, that was the situation that I was in until I saw that Buffalo weather report. So that made my decision a lot easier. But prior to that weather report, I don't have any problem at all starting either one of those tight ends, because what they've been doing every week is 12 to 15 points. And if you look at the landscape of wide receivers, it's an absolute mess.
Yeah.
There's no wide receivers out there. It is absolutely horrible. So who do we pick up? Taysom Hill, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Big Ben are all big quarterback ads. Boston Scott, Tevin Coleman, Matt Breda, Travis Homer, and Kenneth Gainwell are all great running back pickups. Julio Jones, plug your nose, folks, if you need to. Jamison Crowder for the Jets with Corey Davis out. You know, it's now Elijah Moore and Jamison Crowder. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Packers are going to go for it all. Jakeem Grant in Chicago looked good. Amon-Ra St. Brown and Josh Reynolds in Detroit. Deontay Harris in New Orleans. But, you know, be careful because he's on a three-game suspension. But, you know, so he may be a stash, but I mean, really cut bait with him. I typed up these notes before I learned of his suspension. So Laquan Treadwell in Jacksonville and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine in Tennessee, and at the tight end position, really not much out there. But if Tyler Conklin's roaming around in Minnesota, pick him up.
Yeah, no doubt about that at all.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
2 minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two minute warning. Here we go.
Yeah, okay, so even like a guy like Conklin is, he's a flex tight end.
Yeah.
Depending on the matchup. You do have to watch your matchup and the weather.
And somehow, inexplicably, like my Denver Broncos, the Vikings have a very faint playoff hope alive.
Yeah, oh boy, do I get that. Yeah. So let's go to our emails here. And I had written some notes down because I thought, well, I guess I'll just jot my thoughts down here real quick. But Steve says, I need a kicker. Pick one. Randy Bullock or Riley Patterson?
Oof. That's rough.
Yeah.
Probably Bullock, I would say.
Well, and my thought was, right now, 20% rostered, Matt Crosby.
Yeah. Mason Crosby. Yeah.
Or, I mean, Mason Crosby.
Yeah.
Mason Crosby.
If Mason Crosby's available, pick him up.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Jason, Keenan Allen's out, sad face. Tyler Boyd, Curtis Samuel.
Mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel is still a work in progress, but I do like Tyler Boyd as a sneaky play down the stretch.
If you can get him, go get him. But Nick Westbrook, mm-hmm. Ikhine.
Yep.
And look at Josh Reynolds, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some possibility there.
100%.
And let's see, one quick question here from Jeff. I have a quick question. It's a QB question. Do I take a chance on Cam Newton against Atlanta?
If you're desperate, you could do a lot worse. I mean, Cam Newton's not a bad play. against Atlanta.
Right.
He's going to get you at least one rushing touchdown with McCaffrey out.
Yep.
You know, that opens up the door for one or more rushing touchdowns from Cam, and you consider that maybe he'll get a passing touchdown, and maybe someday they'll get Robbie Anderson involved, and the next thing you know, Cam Newton could get you 20-some points.
Yeah, it's very possible. It, the other thing, you got the Big Ben thing and the co-op. Yep. So, yeah,
I like Big Ben in a smash
yeah,
spot this
too.
Week against the Vikings.
I think so.
I do.
All right. Let's wrap her up. Have an absolutely wonderful week. Enjoy
yep.
the snow.
Good luck to everybody as you make your playoff push. And next week we'll be doing playoff rankings.
Yeah, and that's something.
Yep.
I mean, it is absolutely coming. So there we go. Have a wonderful week. And thank you for listening.